It's been 60 years since the Huddeswell air disaster, where two planes collided in mid-air over the village, killing 8 airmen. 16-year-old air cadet Derek Coates was the sole survivor after being strapped into the only available parachute by Flight Lieutenant John Quinton, who was posthumously awarded the George Cross, the UK's highest award for bravery. Indeed, only 47 have been awarded since the end of the Second World War. It was this act of heroism that inspired local resident John Ward to organise today's commemorative service.
There was a strong feeling when we started to look at the story that we should have some way of commemorating all the airmen that died and the air cadet that died, and remembering the bravery of John Quinton in saving the life of Derek Coates.
As the residents of Huddeswell gather to remember those who lost their lives, the service of remembrance begins with a march through the village by the Middlesbrough Air Training Cadets. But what happened to the sole survivor of the tragedy at Huddeswell?
We found Derek Coates, the 16-year-old air cadet saved by John Quinton, now living in Western Australia, and he's aged 75. In reply to our invitation to come today, he wrote, "Dear John, I would very much like to be there, but due to my health problems, will be unable to make it. I would appreciate it if you would read out a message from me. Simply, I owe him my life. What more can I say? There's hardly ever a week goes by without thinking of him. To me, words are never enough. I could go on forevermore, thanking him for what he has given me. Best regards, Derek."
It's a poignant occasion for many attending the service, including Roger Quinton, son of Flight Lieutenant John Quinton, whose actions saved Derek Coates.
I was only a year old at the time, so I never really knew my father. What I do know, though, is that he was just an ordinary person who found himself in a situation where he responded in a purely instinctive way. Saving someone else's life at the expense of one's own is the greatest gift that any person can give. On behalf of the families of all the people who lost their lives here, I'd like to thank you for remembering me.
It's been an emotional occasion for Huddeswell, for the villagers who remember that tragic day, and perhaps most of all for John Quinton's son. This is the first time he's come to the place where his father lost his life.
I'll never forget my father and his acts and his life. My children won't, and their children won't.
Air training call! 5 minutes!